Bodie Miller was a star at the Olympics 8 years ago and a flop 4 years ago. Yesterday, he won a bronze medal in the men's downhill, making him the first American skier to own 3 alpine medals. And he has still more races to come. At the ski courses in Whistler, British Columbia, the forecast calls for snow and fog, and too much of either could force more delays in the Olympic schedule. From Whistler, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
New snow makes it harder for Olympic officials to keep the skiing surface solid and consistent, and thick fog makes skiing too dangerous. Bodie Miller is scheduled today to go for medal number 2 in the men's super combined, which mixes downhill and slalom. And when he and other skiers finally got to race in the downhill yesterday, they were greeted by a crowd celebrating the arrival of alpine. Two kids with fiddles played as the crowd of 6,000 streamed in, including a herd of flag-draped Swiss fans clanging cowbells big enough for Paul Bunyan's Big Blue Ox. The crowd was so relieved that alpine skiing had begun that even the rival Swiss and Canadians cheered wildly when American Bodie Miller raced. Miller took the lead in the breakneck all-out just-get-down-the-hill-fast race in the first chapter of a comeback attempt that could include as many as 4 more races at these Olympics. He was bad boy Bodie 4 years ago at the Torino Games, interested more in partying, it seemed, performing poorly on the slopes and abandoning the U.S. ski team for his own coaches, funding, and training. After the race, Miller said his return to the U.S. team and the Olympics was made
with a pretty clean slate. I didn't have a lot of baggage. There wasn't a lot of extra pressure. There wasn't a lot of business commitments. There wasn't a lot of anything. I just decided that I wanted a ski race, and if I was going to ski race, I wanted to ski race in a way that would make me proud and hopefully inspire other guys in the sport. And, you know, that's a much nicer feeling for me than the way I was before.
The new way was good enough for a bronze medal in Miller's first Olympic comeback race. He was edged out by silver medalist Axel Lund Svindal of Norway and Didier Defago of Switzerland, who won his country's first downhill gold in 22 years. And boy, did Swiss fans celebrate. Some of the other skiers who raced said Miller could have won the event without the flat light that made it difficult for early racers to see challenging bumps in the course. Later skiers didn't have that problem. But Miller had nothing but praise for Defago. Fellow American Lindsey Vonn had nothing but scorn for the women's downhill course she skied in training yesterday. The bumpiness there, she said, aggravated her painful shin injury.
It was like jarring, you know. It was a fight just to make it down. You know, I think it's probably the worst course for my shin, but I just have to be able to grit my teeth and fight through it on Wednesday, and you know, hopefully I can still come out on top.
Wednesday is when the women's downhill is scheduled. The weather delays of the last few days have given Vonn a chance to heal.
Having this break, I can't even tell you how much it helped, and I'm really thankful that Mother Nature cooperated with me, and that someone definitely is looking out for me upstairs, so I hope that they look out for me again tomorrow and we don't have another training run, and then I'll hopefully be, you know, a little bit more prepared for Wednesday.
Weather that would scuttle Vonn's training would also likely postpone Bodie Miller's second chance at a medal. Maybe today we'll find out which of these skiers is really charmed. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Whistler.